Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, what is it?
19th.
That's right. Do you hear that? That is the Clarendon Cackle, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty, there you go. Now, all the way in the back, we have in the phone booth, the boys in the booth. We have Eric and Frank and Randy. And then tonight, we have our producer and board up, Style. We want to say congratulations, Style, for you got engaged, didn't you?
I did. Thank you.
And here's the time you earn some points. Is she really about the most beautiful woman in the world?
The most.
There you go. You hear that? What's her name?
Julie.
Julie, you hear that, Julie? The most beautiful woman in the world. That's how you do it. Okay? I know. I've been married 56 years, going on 57. Already. All right. We got to get going. And we way out yonder in Missouri, the Missouri legend, the parson, Joe Larson.
Oh, good evening. I was just thinking your wife deserves a medal for all those years. I mean, really, I know both of you. She should get a big medal.
Yeah, she probably should. She should. I know that. She's had an interesting life with me. I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Yeah. So, listen, we got to pick it up where we left off. Remember the title of the message?
Four levels of the deep of the dark state.
Well, the last level was spiritual wickedness in high places. And that was what is that all about? Well, that's how Satan is manifesting himself. And how does he do that? Well, here we see a growing church of Satan in the world. We see organizations like Planned Parenthood, the most wicked, evil, ungodly, creeping, crawling purveyor of death on planet Earth. And then you've got the World Economic Forum. You've got the World Health Organization. You've got Trilateral Commission. You've got Blackwater. You've got all of these United Nations, all of these organizations where Satan is very, very active against God's people.
There's a rise of communism all over the world.
CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Absolutely right. So this is the darkness of the world, the darkness of the world. And where did that all start? Well, I'll bet I know. Let's go over to Revelation chapter 12, and we'll start right there. Let's take it a verse at a time in Revelation chapter 12.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
All right, so now we're looking at this great wonder, and we see this woman. Now, the woman here, in the Bible, you have many applications, and in this, we see if we go to Genesis 3:15, it talks about the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, how the seed of the serpent will bruise the heel of the seed of the woman, and the seed of the woman will smash the head of the serpent, okay? And so we see here now, starting the woman, the first application would be Eve, the first woman.
Right.
Second application, where he talks about here, having a woman in heaven clothed with the sun. Now, clothed with the sun means majesty. That's talking about majesty, authority, and power.
Clothed with God's majesty and power.
Right.
Israel.
And here, when it goes with the moon, now the moon, the symbol of the moon, is an artificial light. It's an artificial. It's not the real light. And
right.
So,
it's reflected.
Right. And so what religion has the moon as a symbol?
Islam.
Right. And so now here you've got the woman, the nation of Israel, is referred to as what? The wife of God, the wife of God.
Right.
All through the Old Testament, Israel is referred to the wife of God. And it says here, the wife of God. And then you have the nation of Israel with the moon, with Islam under its feet. And then you have, and that's the crown of 12 stars. That refers to the nation of Israel, the 12 tribes.
Right, the 12 tribes making up the nation.
And then you have, last but not least at all, as Mary, the Virgin Mary, the mother of the Christ child.
Right.
So you have all four of these in the application here in this one verse. And go ahead and read verse 2.
And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered.
Go ahead and read verse 3 and 4.
And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born.
Okay, so we know that the 7 heads and the 10 horns, this, you know, hydra-headed dragon actually represents the great kingdoms of past history and all of the, right up until now, to the current kingdoms right now of this final period of history. So we know that. Now, here, and he said here, and he drew his tail, and the third part of the stars of heaven were cast down. Okay, so we know that that had the first application way back. We know that they were cast down upon the earth, and we saw what happened there in Genesis chapter 6. Now, there was several attempts to keep the Messiah, the Christ child, from coming into being, to kill off the Christ child. And so what happened there? Well, let's go back all the way back, first of all, to Genesis 4 with Cain and Abel. And here, Satan knew, he knew that there had to be, from Genesis 3, that the Messiah had to come through a righteous branch. Now, out of Cain and Abel, which one of those two was righteous and which one was unrighteous?
Well, Cain was the unrighteous, killed Abel, who was the righteous.
Okay, now, in fact, Abel was actually referred to as the prophet Abel.
Right, prophet, yeah.
And so, do you think the devil had something to do with all that?
Devil has something to do with almost everything in going on, right?
Right. So that was the
opposite
first attempt to stop the line of the Messiah, but then Seth came along, right? got through a monkey wrench and all that, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay, now the second time.
One way to put it, a monkey wrench.
Yeah. So now we go to Genesis 6, and what happened there? Okay, the Messiah has to come through a righteous line, right? And so what happens in Genesis 6 when the fallen angels took women? By the way, when it says they took women for wives, it's not like we do today, okay? Like you don't propose, you know, today we propose to a woman. In those days, no. Those fallen angels took whatever wives they wanted from whoever had them, okay?
Right.
And they by force, they took them. And so, and then what happened when these fallen angels crossbreeded with women? What happened to our DNA?
It got changed dramatically, and also is where we got the legends of some of those gods and the, you know, children of the gods and things in mythology were really the sons that were born between the fallen angels and the human women.
Okay, so, but the DNA, they were no longer completely human, were they?
Right. No.
So that was an attempt.
Human in that sense.
So then, how did God deal with that?
And it was called a flood.
All right. So
destroyed all living things.
You had approximately 8 billion people on the earth at that time. Now, in that Genesis chapter 9, the Noahic covenant, you see the first mention of the rainbow. The rainbow is mentioned 4 times in Scripture. Genesis 9, Ezekiel 1, Revelation 4, and Revelation 10. What is the symbol of the rainbow? What does that mean?
Well, that's God's symbol, of his covenant.
It means two things.
Established between God and all flesh on the earth, that the earth would never again be destroyed by a flood.
Well, that's in Genesis, but the rainbow, the symbol of the rainbow is for two things. It always stands for... First of all, it always stands for judgment and then mercy.
Judgment
and mercy. So if we go to Genesis, the judgment was what? 8 billion people were taken out.
People, yes.
Where was the mercy? The mercy was eight were kept alive.
Eight alive, Noah and 7 others.
Yeah. So we see that. So now here, through that, Satan once again fails. He fails through that. And then... then we see over in Exodus, we see the king, Pharaoh, and we see Shiphrah and Puah, the two women who were there that were employed. They were employed by the government. They were employed by Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's orders were for them to drown all the boy babies as soon as they were born, to drown them in a bucket of water. But what did Shiphrah and Puah do?
They denied Pharaoh. They went and they acted like they came too late and that the children were already delivered and the women were gone.
Right. So when they knew that there was going to be a baby born, they took their good old time so that the baby could be born and then stashed away. So... They wouldn't have to kill it, right?
Right.
And so they obeyed God, and God rewarded them with houses, huh? And so...
I think houses represented stability and shelter and status, didn't it, in those days?
Houses are good things to have when you need a place to live, right?
Right. Very good place.
I'm glad I've got one. A lot of people in this world don't have them. We pray for them all the time. But so then that was the third attempt. So when is the next attempt?
Next attempt is after Jesus was born.
No. You went way ahead. Remember that woman named Queen Esther?
Oh, yes.
There was a guy named Haman, right?
Haman wanted to kill all the Jews there, yes.
And so he had a special gallows built for Mordecai. And what happened?
He got hung on Mordecai's gallows.
Yeah, but the order went out from the king to kill all the Jews.
Jews, right.
And so now you go ahead to Herod, the so-called Magnificent, okay? And what did Herod want to do?
Kill all the children two and under.
All the
so
first...
He could get rid of the Christ child.
All the male babies, yeah, two and under.
All the male babies, yes.
Two and under to get right to kill Messiah. Well, then, if you move it up to our own lifetime, you had the Spanish Inquisition, but you also had Hitler in Nazi Germany, and then at the same, you had some things going on in other countries at the same time. So he had tried and tried unsuccessfully to wipe out all of the Jews, all of the nation of Israel. And so that's where, you know, we see this here when he says, and his tail drew one-third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered to devour her child as soon as it was born. And he brought forth a man-child who was to rule the nation with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up into God, into his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness. When does that take place, when the woman goes into the wilderness? This is going to take place
at the end of the tribulation, when the mountains, what's the name of the range? When the mountains are split in two and there to flee between
Mount of Olives. Mount of Olives. In Zechariah chapter 14, huh? When he's
right.
To the north and to the south. What else did he do? That is similar to when he parted the Red Sea to the north and to the south, huh? God's immutable.
The ocean and parted the mountains.
Yeah. Does he do? God's immutable. He always does things the same way, doesn't he?
He's very consistent.
And so, here, and the woman fled into the wilderness, and she had a place prepared of God, and they should feed her there 1,260 days. And that's what, 3.5 years, huh?
3.5 years, yes.
And there was a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. And so that war took place. The angels were cast down. And so where are they now?
Well,
one-third of the angels.
I guess that was a question that I've been asked. You know, did this happen before? You know, back we were talking in Genesis where the fallen angels were on earth. It would have a lot of them would have been destroyed by the flood, but the spirits could have gone into the fish or the sea and survived, right? The creatures that
that's where you get all those sightings of sea monsters. And so when Israel went through the mountain. The Mount of Olives, where did they go when they went through the Mount of Olives? It's a place called Petra. Petra is where they
Petra,
went.
Petra, yeah. The rock.
Okay.
And God was the rock of Israel.
Yep. And so let's go now here. Let's go back to where we were at over there in Ephesians chapter
6.
Yep. And in Ephesians chapter 6, and we want to pick it up where we left off.
Verse 13.
All right. Wherefore, take the whole armor. Go ahead and read 13 all the way through 17.
All right. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
All right, so if we go back and we look at the breastplate of righteousness, what does the breastplate, what does that protect?
The heart.
The heart and what else? The lungs. Is it good to have, if you're in a battle, is it good to have working heart and lungs?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have. And then he says here, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So now, when those Roman soldiers, Paul often used the Roman soldiers as an example. When they went to battle, they had special sandals that they wore that had grips on them so that they wouldn't slip. See, when you're fighting somebody who's got either a spear or a sword, and you slip, could be your last slip, right?
Be the last slip. And in a battle, the ground gets covered in blood, and the ground gets slippery.
Yeah. And so
people
here,
forget how violent the battles used to be when they had thousands of men fighting. The battlefield was a terrible, bloody place.
And take the shield of faith, okay? Something unique about the Roman soldiers' shields, they were metallic. They were out of metal. And so when they were hit with the fiery darts, they didn't burn, did they?
No, they didn't burn, and they deflected the darts.
And the Roman soldiers were known for going into a certain battle position where they would kneel, and their shields, when the enemy would fire all of its fiery arrows, they would go down, and they would all be deflected. And then the Romans would retaliate.
The whole group would be covered with the shields and deflecting most of all the arrows.
Absolutely. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, that helmet is called the hope of salvation, actually, in 1 Thessalonians. And so what does the helmet protect?
The head.
Okay. Our side uses its head in this battle, I hope, right? the opposition don't often use their head.
Well, sometimes people who think they're on our side don't use their head.
All right. So when in Genesis 3:15 it says, when the serpent, the seed of the serpent, will bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. That's us. That's us today. That's the body of Christ.
Correct.
And we, in our combat, like with January 6th, with all of our Christian patriots, the Satanist, the ungodly, evil, wicked Satanist, and that what they call January 6th committee, put the God's people in prison, the patriots in prison. So that's having our heels bruised. But what is going to happen when we smash their heads?
We become conquerors, and they don't survive.
That will happen, won't it?
It will.
Do we have God's word on that?
We do.
All righty.
And Christ himself will lead the army that will accomplish it.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto all with perseverance and supplication for all the saints. For me, that uttereth, may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known, boldly, the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and thereby may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And so the mystery of God's, of the gospel, is simply what? It's simply God's plans that had previously been kept secret from the Old Testament.
Now brought were to bring to the world.
Absolutely.
Plan of salvation.
All right, very good. Very quickly, I want to say a quick prayer for Brother Jim McNeil, who texted me. He's got upper respiratory. This poor guy, his back is thrown out on him. He's had problems with his knees. Boy, I'm going to tell you, he's really been tested by the enemy out there today. So let's just hold Jim up. He's a real brother in the Lord. For it, the Lord might bless him and heal him. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold our brother Jim up and ask that you touch him, you bless him, you heal him, and you use him mightily right into the day he take him home. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen. And we'll be back right after this, so don't go away. A whole lot more to come, believe me.
Brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy, as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
This freak represents the government that you've shoveled $140 billion into. When 60 Minutes said the $70 billion the other day, that's just the arms we sent over. And it's much more than that. But $70 billion, you got to add in. Remember, at $5 billion a month, I want everybody to embrace this. They're sitting here on Capitol Hill. You got you got Judas Pence, and you got Krispy Kreme Christie. You got all these folks are talking about cutting your Social Security and cutting your Medicaid because you know that $1,000 a month you get from Social Security. That's the problem. That's the problem. Your Social Security, having worked your entire life, the little bit you get, that's the problem. They want to cut that. We're sending $5 billion a month that nobody wants to talk about. $5 billion a month to pay for the government. You're paying for that guy with the bad wig. You pay him. You pay Zelensky. You pay all their pension funds for their nurses and their teachers. You pay for the whole kabang, $5 billion a month. Where's Europe in this? Europe doesn't want to give any more money. Don't want to give any more money. This is the situation we're in. And Sean Penn's solution, and look, he's a guy that's a pro-Ukrainian, Ukrainian war guy. It's not that we're anti-Ukraine. We're anti-slaughter. And that's all this has been. Sean Penn's is to ratchet up, send them everything they need, go all in. And Judas Pence said the other day, including combat troops. And let's have a Napoleon-like, you know, that theory in European warfare of the massive battle, the deciding battle, Waterloo or Kursk or Stalingrad, these massive battles, many of which took place in the region around Kiev right now, in Kursk and Stalingrad, on the Eastern Front, of which, by the way, hello, hate to bring up a sore subject. I don't know, 50%, two-thirds of the Ukrainians fought with the Wehrmacht. Let's just call it like it is. Go back and read the books, The Bloodlands. We got many, many books out there that are quite terrific. And it is a bloodlands. It's a killing field. Worse than Cambodia after Vietnam, if that can even be conceived of anything worse. That's where your money's going. And they're here they're this week. That's where it's all running. A photo op with Zelensky is a kill. That's where I want Tim Sheehy, the big neocon, the big mouth neocon up there in Montana, talking trash about Rosendale, who's a hero in the breach right now, fighting this disaster where we just hit $33 trillion last night. $1 trillion in 90 days. $1 trillion since the debt ceiling deal. He's up there, you know, wants to send combat troops in. Mike Rogers, the disaster was in Congress, running in Michigan. He's Mr. Neocon. He wants to send combat troops. He wants to give them all they want. They should fly in. They should both fly in this week and get a photo op of Zelensky. Get up to this, rub up on Zelensky on Capitol Hill. Rub up on him and Tim Sheehy. Give all the tweets you used to put out about, you know, this is, we got to give everything to Ukraine. We got to send troops over there. Go to Capitol Hill this week. You got a photo op. He's in the country. Go rub up against him.
All right. You know, Joe, you and I, we served our time. And these people that want to send troops over there to Ukraine, I think they should lead by example. Don't you, Joe? I think that they should go over there.
Okay? And lead, yes.
Yeah. I want to see them put in uniform and go over there and get some combat experience, huh? Instead of sending our boys out. This whole thing, the military-industrial complex, is making money. We told you. Before it started, Joe, we told you that all they were going to do, that all that, so many of those arms that we send, all going on the black market. But anyhow, I got to do this. I forgot all about it. This is Pledge Week, folks. And, boy, I tell you what, we got to get some phones ringing because I'm looking back there, and these guys are sitting there in the phone booth, and they got this look of pure loneliness on their faces, okay? Oh. It don't look good at all. I mean, they don't look good when they're happy, but right now they really don't look good, And so you got to call 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110, and that's especially the credit card. line. We're going to finish this clip, but we got to get some calls before I can finish this clip. In fact, we got a real big clip coming at the second hour. It's very important. Again, 888-677-9673. The phone's got to light up. We really have to go get some phones lighting up before I can go back.
Well, I'll start it off with a pledge. I'll do $200.
Okay,
see,
put Joe down for
people to match me
for $200,000. Okay. All righty, there you go, Joe. So
the zeros were on my pay. You got zero. I said I would come and join the ministry if I got paid twice what you got paid. And since you got paid zero, I got double zeros. That's the only time you can add the zeros.
Yeah, you can add all the zeros you want, Joe. Okay. All right, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need somebody to call to light the phones up so we can go back and play the rest of this clip. 888-677-9673. 9673. Who's going to mass Joe for 200?
Yep. It's that important that those of us that spend our time, our talent, we buy our own equipment and everything we need to do the radio ministry. It's all on us, and we're still thinking enough of the ministry to donate to, you know, Pledge Week, because what it is, we're a partnership. We're doing the work, and we ask you out there, the listeners, your money pays the bills, pays the radio airtime, which is the big bill of the ministry. And we don't have to worry about sponsors and selling products. And, you know, this isn't a business. We're not trying to make money. We're trying to focus on God's work.
Is the cause a righteous cause? Is the cause a righteous cause? That's the question. That's what it's all about.
About, right.
Let me go back to this clip.
They're not, because they're hard-headed realist. And look at what Posobiec said today. By the way, Mike Rogers, come on down. Look at Posobiec. I want Sheehy, and I want Mike Rogers, and I want Tom Cotton. I want them all. After Posobiec comes out today with the child sex trafficking and the organ harvesting and showing the receipts on exactly what's going on in Ukraine, he calls the dark basement of the globalist, the party of Davos's dark basement, their playroom, right? Led by the GIMP. If you haven't seen Pulp Fiction, he's the GIMP. Zelensky. Dude, come on, rub up against, get a photo op. You get a photo op, your political career is over. You know why the American people had a belly full of this? They had a belly full. Look, even 60 Minutes of the softball interview, the game, the T-ball interview, can't even look you in the face in line anymore. Where's the audit? If it's so successful and everything's going so great, why did he fire the defense minister? And by the way, all the things, the spring offensive, you know, they took this town. They're really getting traction, right? Why did he fire the defense minister 2 weeks ago? Why did they, over the weekend, fire the next six guys? They had six, you know, department heads, assistant secretaries of defense like we would have, undersecretaries, assistant secretaries, all gone. On a Saturday night massacre, boom, all gone. And then today, Reuters is out with the story. Ben Harnwell's all over. They're out with the story. Harnwell's been telling you this for only months. They're out with the story. You know, this corruption thing still bedevils these people. Corruption is, it's how those nations run, ruled. This is how it rolls. This is not some civics class. This is not from the commons. This is not some town hall in New England with some Norman Rockwell picture of all the good citizens sitting there having a debate about what parking should be around the commons, right? These countries have a history. Remember, in the 1930s, as tough as things were here, with, you know, Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio and Gone with the Wind and all the great cultural things that were happening. Over in Ukraine, they were starving to death 5 million people. Stalin was starving to death 5 million people and killing as many Jews as he'd get his hands on. 5 million. Starved to death. Starved to death. That's the history. This is the they don't call it the Bloodlands for nothing. And they've got us so wired in there. And Spasova's going to show you today. He's going to show you. Gets back to the kids. They call the Q people crazy. Hey, just saying, there's no logic of how you can make an argument in the vital national security interests of the United States. Even in World War II, General Marshall were fighting a war for the Eurasian landmass. We said, hey, that's not ours. We can't go there. We can't touch it. That's yours. We'll arm you. Good luck. And hope you don't lose 60 million people, which you did. Did I mention that over 50% of the Ukrainians fought for the Nazis? Yeah, they don't say that on MSNBC, do they? They don't ever bring that. It's an unpleasant topic they don't want to bring up.
All righty, we're back. 500,000 dead Ukrainians. Ukraine fires all its deputy defense ministers and considers attacking the Black Sea Fleet instead of losing more men in the meat grinder. This is what we've been telling you about what's happening. Believe me, folks, what you've been seeing on NBC, ABC, CBS, PMSNBC is the farthest thing from the reality of what's really taking place.
They're reducing the population of the world, and the world elites, like the military-industrial complex, are getting richer and richer. I told the folks last night, Pastor Ernie, how I went and looked at the pictures they had of the different success they've had in recapturing territory, and there was nothing there to recapture. The trees were destroyed, the fields were destroyed, the buildings were destroyed, the roads were destroyed, everything is gone, there's nothing there. And they were talking about the victory, how they recaptured their territory. It's a total lie. There's nothing there to recapture. It's wasteland.
Ukraine has dismissed all its deputy defense ministers in a reshuffling following the exit of Defense Minister Lysykh Reznikov, who recently replaced by Rustem Umerov. The head of the Ukraine National Security Council indicated Ukraine may pivot to a sea war to attack Crimea. Speaking to NBC's Christian Welker, President Donald Trump said that Ukraine could have avoided the war. I just want people to stop being killed, Trump said. And so, again, we tried. We really tried telling people what was really happening there. But 888, folks, listen, the phones are, well, wow, if the phones don't start ringing, if we don't see some lights on this board, we're not going to be here. We remember how we tried to tell you folks out there about, you know, we're going to have to go off some stations. Well, we ended up going off six big stations because the phones weren't ringing. We're doing this not because we don't get paid for doing this. We're doing it because the cause is a righteous cause. And folks, our job is to be the watchman on the wall. We need to hear from you. And so, again, the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you or you're not going to hear from us. And anyhow, Trump vows to end child trafficking and says God's children are not for sale. During a recent speech at the Concerned Women for America Summit in Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump vowed to reinstate Title 42, which was a major component in fighting child trafficking across the southern border during his administration. Trump told the crowd, I will use Title 42 to end child trafficking crisis by returning all trafficked children to their families in their home countries immediately. The 45th president continued, as Jim Caviezel, who is a great guy, you know who he is, in the movie Sound of Freedom, he said, God's children are not for sale. Very good. All right, Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Ryan in Michigan pledges 200. Someone matched your pledge there. And Cameron in Connecticut pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty, folks, again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We have to hear from you. You know, Joe, I actually hope, Joe, that that they do shut the government down. You know, what they're doing, you know, they're We're going to play a clip in about 15 minutes about what happened in Argentina. Joe, do you remember that when Obama came into office, Argentina was the wealthiest country, the most prosperous country in all of South America?
Exactly. But it was a wonderful place to visit, too.
Then, but Obama sent some nasty CIA agents to Argentina, didn't he? And
it seems like we've heard this story before, CIA going to foreign countries and all kinds of bad things happen, right?
Right. And we're going to hear the condition of that. And this is exactly, and these people, all of these illegal aliens that are coming here, the ones that are escaping the country, they're escaping their countries because of the corruption. Do they, what if they realize that if they vote for Democrats, then they're going to be living in the same kind of a country they ran away from, that they tried to escape from? What do you think will happen if they do that? Do you think that they might decide, you know, I'm going to go and vote for Republicans instead? What do you think? You think so, Joe?
That would be the rational thing, unfortunately, like we talked about last night. So many of these countries are dumping their prisons. They're dumping some of their insane asylums. They're kicking out the dregs of their society and sending them to us. And I don't know that that's going to create enough of a pool of intelligent life to be able to see the truth.
Well, they've sent 7 million over here, probably out of that maybe. If 1 million would vote, that would probably be a good percentage.
That would sure help. Yeah. It sure would help.
Well,
but you're talking about sending the people over here. So many people keep asking, why do they keep allowing it? Well, here's an article from World News Daily. Well-known meat companies are employing migrant children in dangerous conditions. We've done this story before. It's like deja vu. I've done several of these over the past several years. Purdue Farms and Tyson Foods have been caught employing migrant child laborers released from federal custody working in dangerous conditions, according to the New York Times. And there was a story of one of the children, Marcos, a little 14-year-old from Guatemala, just about lost his arm at a Purdue plant. There in Virginia, his sleeve got caught on a conveyor belt that dragged him in, just about killed him. And anyway, they talk about how working there, the chemicals hurt their lungs. And one of the boys said, it makes you cough all weekend, but okay, by Monday, you're okay again when you go back to work. And it said children made up one-third of Purdue's overnight cleaning crew when this little boy, Marcos, worked at the plant. So we've got children from 12, 13, 14 working all night or long shifts, 8 hours, 10 hours, and then trying to go to school. Oh, and some of the supervisors were letting them off work that leave their shifts early to go to school. So they knew they were employing children because they were letting them out so they could go to school. How nice, right? This is what's wrong with America. We, the love of money, we want this cheap labor. We don't care if it's a 12, 14-year-old child working in the factory. We got to keep the food on the table, keep the prices down, and the corporations have to make money, right?
Yeah. All right. Kathleen in New Jersey pledges 100. Thank you, Kathleen. All right.
I'm a capitalist. We're capitalists. We believe in making money. It just, there's the right way to do it, right, Pastor?
Yeah. Well, again, you get to the point where, and that's what's happening today with, and the purpose of Joe Biden and the Communist Party, which were formerly Democrats, the Communist Party USA, which were formerly Democrats, their purpose is to reduce America to third world status, okay? Joe, do you remember how, you know, it used to be, they used to say the Democratic Party was for the working people. Right now, the ten wealthiest U.S. senators, the 10 richest are all Democrats. If you look at all of the billionaires in this country, they're all Democrats, Joe. There might be one or two, probably.
There might be one or two, but the vast, vast majority, 95%+ are all Democrats, right?
Yep, absolutely. Joyce in New Jersey pledges 30. Thank you, Joyce. Okay. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're going to be listening to what took place there here at the top of the hour in Argentina. Armed man lawfully protests outside Joe Biden's Delaware home. An armed man wearing a neon yellow and orange safety vest lawfully protested near Joe Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home on Sunday. On this big sign he's holding up, it says, "Biden's are criminals, 20 shell companies, where is the laptop, 10% for the big guy," he's got on the sign. Here, the protester held a sign that read, "Biden's are criminals," and what I just read to you. And here, he goes on to say that the man dressed, well, let me see, the demonstrator walked by the pool of reporters assigned to cover the president, who walked down the road toward the president's home with Secret Service vehicle trailing him. And so Biden is off to Delaware for a weekend getaway.
Another vacation. But he spent over 40% of his time in office on vacation.
384 days of vacation he's had already, okay? And, well, you know, I'm not against that. I'd like to see him get 365 days a year vacation, right?
Yeah, permanent vacation.
Permanent vacation. All right. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Or 888-281-1110. I got to tell you this. Here in Ohio, we're into a real battle. I mean, a real, real battle. And in fact, today, you know what I was doing? I was out, spent today out placing yard signs out. Vote no on issue one. Vote no on issue one on November 7th, okay? Why? Well, an ungodly satanic, a real dark satanic presence has come in. And I got an email right here. And here's what the email says. It says, "The pro-death abortion advocacy group, Ohio's United for Reproductive Rights, has the unmitigated audacity to include a man on his knees praying with the image of Jesus behind him in their feet in their latest advertisement. They're praying that God would give them more abortion, more transgender, more to take away the parental rights. These people are from the pit of hell. They are direct, right from
God
the pit of hell.
To have more abortions, right? The creator of the world. Is all about life. They're praying for him to do more murder, right?
You know, that brings me to another point. Within the Republican Party now, there's been this debate going on about should it be 15 weeks? Which should you set the level on? Look, folks, God has ruled on that. You pool of fools. There's a huge pool of fools out there. Don't you people understand? God ruled on that. Abortion, all abortion, from the time of conception, is a crime. God has called it murder, okay?
It is the shedding of innocent blood. And all through Scripture it says, basically, I'm paraphrasing now, shall not, cannot, must not, will not shed innocent blood. And what could be more innocent than the blood of an unborn child?
So today, while we were putting out signs, Dennis, who was with me, was confronted by a woman who said, and she was pro-death. A wicked woman, pro-death, and she says to Dennis, "You're a man, so you'll be against abortion. I'm a woman, so I'm for abortion." Listen, I got to tell you something. Decent women, all decent women are against abortion. All decent, only the very worst, the most indecent women are for baby killing.
Oh, my wife gets so mad because the left goes, "Well, all women want the right to abort their child." No, they don't. But they use that term, "all women want," all, the, you know, no, 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 no. They always try and use the words of the weapon of this new warfare. And it's a war of words for sure, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, look at this. We're talking about these same people. You have warned from day one, get your children out of the public school system. They're trying to what? You know, the philosophy, what was it, Lincoln? The philosophy.
For 50 years, I've been warning to get your children out of the public school system.
Even Lincoln, the philosophy in the schoolroom in one generation becomes the philosophy of government in the next. That's pretty close. But this is something I've done year after year after year, way back 70s, 80s, 90s, or 80s at least. Fifth graders made to pick who to save. A teacher at the Howard B. Matlin Middle School in New York was giving fifth grade students homework assignment. They had to choose who to save in a disaster. And Mandy Beater is the coach and teacher. 10 individuals gave a list. They had to pick 6 people who they would let into a fallout shelter in the event of a nuclear attack. Options included a police officer with a gun, who all, of course, had charges of brutality against him, a retired prostitute, a musician who was previously addicted to coke, a homosexual architect, and a pregnant 16-year-old girl were some of the choices. And the children had to pick which 6 out of these 10 were going to be allowed to live. And this is a middle school, folks, middle school. This is the kind of stuff that the left has been doing to our children. They've tried to put this stuff into the schools many, many times before. Once we see it, we warn. Once parents realize what they're doing, the evil, children do not have any place in trying to decide who lives or dies. That's what God's purview, not a middle school child. And they are forcing this kind of pressure and horrors on children. They hate children. They hate God. And they hate the Constitution. And they want to destroy these children so they can be useful idiots of the state.
All right, Sharon in Minnesota pledges 100, and William in Texas pledges 200. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, William. 888-677-9673.
200 was a match. We can call that, right?
Yeah, well, you've got several of those matches. That's one more match, 200, yeah.
So, yeah, right. Keep it up, folks.
Yeah.
We need the help.
All righty, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We're way behind where we need. We've got less than an hour. We've got about 50 minutes left. And, Joe, we're almost 5,000 short of our goal tonight. So we really...
We try and do this only once, 1 week a month, and the rest of the time we try and focus on our job, what we're, you know, God has called us to do. But remember, we are a ministry. We have to pay our bills, and it has to be, each station has to become at some point self-sufficient. We have a couple stations that the donors are more generous. We have a little extra that help, you know, carry some of the others, but basically, the station you listen to us on has to be able, we have to be able to pay the radio bill. So it's really in the hands of you, the listeners, the fate of the ministry. God has set it up that way. If you want to hear the voice of the Christian resistance, then some of you who have never donated have to stand up and help us to be able to pay the bills.
All righty. Gail in Massachusetts pledges 200. Thank you, Gail. That's another match. Okay, folks, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we've got a clip for you to listen to, and this is why we're doing what we're doing here. We've got to stop the dark state. We've got to stop the Communist Party. They are Antichrist. They're satanic. Be right back after this with more. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations
to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.